Good morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Norma Martinez.
I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And I'm Bill Hooten.
Hi, and Donna Bemisdorfer.
Well, Donna, welcome back to the show. We're going to talk again a little bit more about rose pruning and probably a little bit later in the show about pruning in general, not just for roses. But in case maybe people missed the last show that we had you on a couple of weeks ago, we've got it online at ktep.org. Just go to the Good to Grow page. But let's maybe just give a quick wrap-up of what we were talking about. We were talking about pruning roses and sort of the different types of pruning that would differ between, let's say, a climbing rose that only blooms once a year and the pruning that happens for another typical rose bush like a hybrid tea or a floribunda. So let's just sort of quickly recap that, because I know that the roses that aren't climbing roses usually bloom twice a year as far as seasons go, usually in the spring and in the fall. So that's usually why we want to prune in the winter when everything's dormant, right?
Correct. Knowing what when your roses or your plants bloom is a key factor. So if it's only going to bloom once, again, your climbers mainly prune after they bloom. That's a pretty good rule of thumb. The other roses that are repeat bloomers, your hybrid teas, floribundas, grandifloras, you want to prune your heavy pruning in the winter before the spring, typically right before Valentine's Day. And why you're pruning, just to wrap that up, is you're trying to stimulate new healthy growth, the quality of your blooms, and also it shapes the bush into what you want it to do. So that's very important. And remembering you're removing your dead, diseased, damaged, crossover canes, you can see that a lot better at this time of year versus in the middle of the summer. It's too congested there. So you've got your good air circulation by opening your center up a little bit more, but you're stimulating your plants to grow. It's wake-up time.
And this, I think, is the perfect time of year. This is about the time we always want to talk about rose pruning. And maybe there are people out there who've had rose bushes for years and they've never done any pruning. And they've kind of seen their roses not looking so great. Or if you're a first-time rose owner, we'd, of course, encourage if you just bought some roses to prune those. But if you've maybe had yours since the last year, we encourage you to visit the Rose Garden at Memorial Park here in the next few weeks. Bill, tell us a little bit about those rose pruning demonstrations.
Well, as we've mentioned in the past, we do have an annual rose pruning demonstration. This year it's going to be February the 23rd and 24th. Check the website and you can get updated on that. But we have a number of master gardeners and rosarians out there that will show you the proper techniques on how to prune roses. We are reserving a couple of sections in the rose garden for this purpose. We've actually begun our pruning out there so you can see a finished product, and then you can see how each different type of rose bush is pruned.
And we were talking actually before the show about maybe videotaping some of these little sessions and sort of maybe turning them into some instructional videos for our listeners to visit in case maybe they want to actually see how it's done, because talking about it is one thing, but then again, it's sometimes hard to visualize if you can't paint that picture very well in your mind. So, Donna, let's talk a little bit about what tools are necessary to go ahead and prune these roses.
Very good. The main tool that you're going to need is a very good bypass pruner. You do not want an anvil pruner. A bypass pruner is a curved blade, and it'll say right on the package when you buy them. You can get them almost anywhere. But the main thing is make sure that it is a sharp, clean bypass pruner. So it's very important to have that. Gloves are very important because you will get
stuck by thorns.
Stuck by thorns. So a good quality glove that goes past the wrist, that have gauntlets, if you can get that possibly, is a great added benefit. Also, for a thicker cane, you're going to need some loppers to get, if you want to cut a cane back flush to the base of the plant, it's not necessary to have it. It's dead or diseased. You want to get rid of that. And your pruners may not be able to cut the thickness of that, so your loppers. And if it's a very thick cane or stump, you'll need a handsaw. But your main tool for the homeowner would be a bypass pruner.
I would also recommend people wear maybe a long-sleeve denim shirt, just because your hands might be protected. But if you have to get your arm in there, you don't want to get that all scratched up either.
Right. So. It's painful and annoying.
Well, Bill, we were also talking a little bit before the show. We want to talk a little bit more about it now, is the things that you don't want to do when you're pruning. And you were saying that you've actually seen some people who have pruned the roses basically almost down to the ground. And even though some of this pruning may seem radical as far as taking maybe half or a third of the plant off, you don't want to take it all down to the ground like, say, you would prune a lantana or, right, you know, a perennial bush in your yard.
Well, and I think it's generally accepted principle that you can take them down to about 18 inches off the ground. The most severe pruning probably should not be more than that. 18 inches, 3 to 5 canes coming out of the ground, and no less than 18 inches. That would be the most maximum pruning that you would want to perform on any rose bush.
I've seen, I don't know if this is pretty common, but almost like how they have, I forget what they're called when people prune their shrubs into shapes of animals and stuff, or into like a little lollipop trees. I forget what that terminology is called, but I have seen people sometimes do that with roses where they have like maybe just one cane and then they have sort of a little ball on top that just has roses and stuff on that. Is that healthy?
Well, it really depends. A lot of those are finished products that are sold at the garden centers, and those are actually roses that have been grafted. Okay. So they are meant to resemble a small tree and to have that desired shape. But that's a finished patio product that somebody would bring in just for really show for their backyard. And what we're really talking about is roses that are in the ground, that are permanent fixtures in your lawn, that you want to make sure that you retain the good shape by opening them up, because that reduces the amount of diseases and pests that will attack them.
And we do have a couple of examples, tree roses, out at the Rose Garden. So anytime, they're pretty easy to find near the front entrance of the gate. So that's a good example if you like that concept.
Well, and of course, we don't want to, you know, scare people who are listening to this thinking, oh, gosh, it all sounds so complicated. It's all just trial and error. Donna, you were telling us about how you had pruned down a climbing rose without knowing it was one.
Right. We've all made mistakes, but it's all part of learning. Most people are very timid of making that first cut, and your first bush may be that way. But once you realize and see the health of the plant, you're stimulating new growth. You're making it healthy. Making that proper cut, it's important, but you're not going to kill the plant. Get out there and get your bypass pruners and start cutting.
We know that sometimes if you prune your trees too harshly or incorrectly, you are inviting an invasion of pests. Would that be the case when you're pruning your roses down like that?
No, that's really not the case as far as bringing in. As a matter of fact, by doing a good pruning technique, especially in the winter time, you are reducing these pest populations and this fungal problems that can occur. So you're actually doing the contrary to that. But I also think one important thing as far as general pruning is concerned is that just because it is the season where most of our plants that are deciduous, that have no leaves on them right now, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to prune. I'm a stickler on always pruning with a purpose, and whether that can be if it's dead or whatever, or it's also if it's outgrown an area that it's in. But you have to have a purpose for that. And that can certainly be pay off for you in the future if you start training these plants and these shrubs when they're younger. You kind of reduce that maintenance in the future if you start looking at that overall shape that you want that tree to have and start planning and kind of visualizing how it's going to fill up an area. So I really think that it's very important to really start early, and you don't want to create more work than what you have to.
And as far as tools go for pruning your other shrubs and or trees, I would assume it would parallel what Donna was talking about for your roses. You would need a good little pruner, you need a lopper, and a handsaw.
Right, exactly. And of course, you need to make sure that they're clean. Mm-hmm. If you are removing plants that have a disease on them. So it's always important. And it's important to also look at what materials are out there and what products are out there. And usually the rule of thumb is a good loppers, we're going to cut about up to 2 inches at the most as far as any kind of diameter of a branch. Bypass pruners are actually going to cut maybe about 3/4 of an inch. So
a lot of people feel the need to do trees a lot, and mm-hmm. so you will need a pole trimmer to do that, depending on how tall the tree is. But that's also they've improved those dramatically in the last number of years, and so those are real helpful, where you just kind of put the cutter up there and you pull a string and it'll actually help cut above you, maybe 10 or 15 feet above. So those are nice to have also.
And there's a lot of people out there who are getting anxious because their yards are looking kind of dead and ugly right now because there's no new growth. We had about a month ago a caller on a live show talking about whether she should prune down her dead lantana growth, and we recommended that she leave that growth on so that it would protect that new growth that's coming out. And I've seen there are a lot of landscapers out there who are going around and cleaning up people's yards. So if you're going to be doing that with trees or your shrubs, make sure you keep an eye on whoever's doing your pruning because, like Bill was saying, you need sometimes, if you don't have the right tool to prune your tree, the next thing you know, you're going to end with a topped tree. Mm-hmm. So we want to recommend that if you are going to be doing any major pruning in your landscape, that you do get a professional to do it, but you keep an eye on what they're doing and make sure they're not doing something wrong that's going to harm your landscape down the road.
Correct. I'd like to suggest at this point that one of the biggest problems that I see is people do top their trees. They do pollardize their trees. So a lot of people say, oh, yeah, I know how to prune, and they really don't have any idea. They do it their way, and it may not be the best way. So familiarize yourself with the best ways and then supervise, like Norma just said, supervise the person actually doing the pruning. A big tree is hard to prune. You do need some special equipment, so supervise and talk to that person before they do the work, not after.
Well, we're out of time for today's show. Really quickly, I do want to recommend that our listeners circle these dates on their calendar, February 23rd and 24th, and attend that rose pruning demonstration that the Master Gardeners are putting on at the Municipal Rose Garden there in Memorial Park. And if you've ordered roses from the Master Gardeners, unfortunately there are no more rose applications being taken right now, but if you've already made your orders, Denise, when can they expect to pick those up?
That same weekend.
Well, that's great. So, it's going to be right there in the garden
right
center,
down the street.
Mm-hmm. So that's going to be really convenient.
That's right.
Pick up your roses and then learn how to prune them the following year.
There you go.
Well, Donna Bemis-Dripper, it's been great to have you back here on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I enjoyed it.
Well, you can listen to our last interview with Donna about pruning from a couple of weeks ago. It's on the Good to Grow page at ktep.org. Other great information on gardening in the desert is available on that webpage. And you can also ask gardening questions of the Master Gardeners through an email link that we have there for you. And you can attach any pictures of any problem plants there if you do send them an email via our website. Again, that's ktep.org. Visit the Good to Grow page. And don't forget, you can also call the Master Gardener hotline if you have any questions at 566-1276, 566-1276. I'm Norma Martinez. Thanks for listening today.
I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And Bill Hooten.
And Donna Bemis-Dripper.
And remember, a gardener's shadow is the best way to keep your garden good to grow.